we're back on the pod. Your favorite guest, Nolan Culver, is here.
Hey, I'm not on camera, so
no,
I didn't set that up.
We are at Third Wheel Podcast Network. If you're in the LA area and want to start your own pod, hit up Nolan. His number is
425-205-7496.
Or go to where?
You can go to thirdwheelpodcaststudio.com and you can check out rates and availability on the calendar.
And you don't have to be a comedy pod. You can do it.
Anything,
do
any man. Pod. We have doctors in here and shit.
Doctors.
A legitimate doctor, yeah. Big, beautiful black man.
Oh, nice.
He's a doctor.
What does he talk about?
Boring doctor shit. It was very boring. Very
really?
Boring. Nice guy, you know. Good for him.
Is he going to hear this?
Does he know you have a crush on him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was kind of a mixed review, right? I called him beautiful and boring. That's okay.
Yeah,
if you're, typically, if you're pretty, you're not that interesting. Would yeah. we? Was that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I suppose so.
In terms of, I said typically. That is,
typically.
You know,
I would say...
I'm a rare case where I'm beautiful, but hilarious.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a rare case?
He yeah. lives in this world called the delusion land.
Yeah. It's called LA. Bam!
I noticed there's a lot of customized license plates in this fucking goddamn city.
Yeah, it is.
I saw
custom
one
custom license plates.
Someone last night, it was like, drive to gym. It's like the guy's just always on his way to the gym.
That was his license plate?
Yeah, something like that. Something to gym. I think it was go to gym.
Go to gym?
Or drive to gym. It's like, cool, so man, you're on your way?
I don't get
Sick.
It. Is that to remind him every morning when he walks out to his car? Drive to gym? What's the point of it?
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Or is he trying to motivate others like who are
Maybe,
behind him in
I think
traffic?
I think it's a note to self. He gets outside and he's like, why did I buy this car? Oh, drive to gym.
Hmm.
Yep, that's it.
But I mean, does it doesn't say, he doesn't say the gym, just drive to gym. So is he just driving to his friend Jim's house?
Could well, be that.
It was GYM.
You could spell that.
And
that
it could
way.
Mean gym class. Maybe he's a gym teacher.
Maybe.
It's like a reminder to go to work.
See, this right. is why he did it, is so he can get us talking about it.
Whoa.
It's working.
We're talking.
And we're talking. What's this guy's name? Do you know him?
Jim.
Probably.
Dane Cook's license plate is Mic Drop.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And he means it. that's funny if he was being funny, but
he means it.
He means it.
Kevin Hart's is back broke. Broken back. That was a bad joke.
Back
broke?
Oh. No,
Nolan's is micropeen.
Dude.
Bro, I've been coming a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Yeah, dude.
First thing today.
Yeah, bro.
You've been coming?
Yeah, dude, a lot.
Where?
I'm different. What?
Where?
Just wherever, dude. Whatever I can get my hands on, dude.
Do you helicopter your dick when you're coming so it's like a sprinkler?
I don't know how. Mine gets so hard, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I could never whip it like that.
Yeah. You can't budge it.
Is there any way for a person to ejaculate that, to ejaculate flaccid? Is that even a possibility?
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
You can jerk off while not hard and jizz.
But
everybody's
done
it.
Damn.
Everybody's done it.
I don't know about everybody.
But it has to be kind of half hard.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. It can't be like fully like out of the pool, cold. Mm. And
that's fair.
Right? We're being fair.
Yeah, we are. Can you imagine if somebody had a penis that was like a sphincter for a bird where they don't have them? And so it's like, that's why birds shit everywhere. Like pigeons shit because they don't have a sphincter. They just shit whenever they have to. Uh-huh. They can't hold it in. So could you imagine there was a guy that came... without even the sensation of having an orgasm. He just, like, came every now and again.
Yeah.
Just when his balls were full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, man. That'd be kind of a bummer, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't the sensation mm-hmm. everything?
I suppose.
Yeah.
What a bummer that would be. I didn't know that about birds.
Yeah, birds don't have a sphincter.
Solid bird fact. And I appreciate it.
I know my bird facts.
I haven't jizzed... except for, you know, chugging myself. I haven't done that. I haven't had sex in a long time.
How long?
Well, I had sex once like 2 months ago, but I've only tried once, so I'm batting 1,000.
You gotta get out there, man. Oh, you're worried about your jock itch, and so do you want to bring that up?
Yeah, I have a...
Is that how you want to
I
do
have
it?
A ball update. Play the music, Nolan. There's no music. Can you give us?
Ball update with Rydoon.
Well, all right. As you know, my balls have had a very difficult few months. It's been about 3 months of ball trauma. First, I reported that I had jock itch. I believe I reported on the last episode that it was not jock itch. I'm in and out of the fucking walk-in room, walk-in clinic in Hollywood. They're just like, must be jock itch, try this. 2 weeks later, I go back. They're like, all right, we'll give you a medicated jock itch thing. 2 weeks later, all right, we'll give you medicated jock itch cream and pills. 2 weeks later, I go back. It's still not gone, doc. Help. then like, all right, we'll try some bacterial shit. 2 weeks later, it's not working. I go back to the fucking walk-in clinic, spending money and money and money. And he's like, you got to go see a dermatologist because I don't know what the fuck is going on here. I can't tell what this rash is. So I go to his dermatologist. Lo and behold, it was never jock itch, not bacterial, had nothing to do with hygiene or anything. It's just stress. I have a stress rash. And the doctor said some people, stress comes out in many different ways. Some people have hair loss. Some people break out in hives. Some people get acne. And I made a joke in the rooms and I said, oh, so when I get stressed, my balls hurt.
Did anybody laugh?
Same response.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I texted you guys that and you laughed. No one's holding back laughter right now.
It's barely a joke.
The doctor didn't laugh.
It's just saying what's happening.
It's just the reality of what's happening to you. It's observational comedy
without
a twist.
But I was like lying down almost naked and just like, oh, cool. So when I'm stressed, my balls hurt. And they're like, well, yes. So I got some new cream. I don't have health insurance right now. In between health insurances. So guess how much this cream cost, guys?
$120.
All right, Nolan, Brandon?
$200.
$600.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You Man. Spent $600 on ball cream?
On my balls.
Well, that's dude. Isn't it a waste of money? Because it's stress. You got to spend $600 on something that will take away your stress.
Right, did you actually spend $600?
Yeah. It's to get rid of the rash and then, like, I should be okay.
Hit reset.
Yeah.
Whoa. All
right, what are you doing about the stress, dude? I'm worried about
you. You could buy an iPad with your ball cream money.
I don't want
to. You can buy a 2012 iPad.
No, you can buy a new iPad.
You can buy two of those.
You can buy a new iPad.
Oh, for real? Brand new?
I'm pretty
sure. iPads.
No, dude, they're like $600. They're only like $599, I'm pretty sure. They're not like $1,000.
Because no one wants them. iPads suck, don't they? Am I right?
You can still buy one.
Well, I'd rather have balls that don't hurt.
All right, what are we going to do about the stress, dude?
Why don't you buy an iPad and then look up ways to stress less so your balls don't itch?
Buy a Google machine.
I have no other way of accessing the internet.
Other than an iPad.
Spend $600 on a Google program.
Hey, you know what hurt? The payment hurt, but you know what hurts more? My balls.
Do they hurt or they just itch?
No itching, just like...
ache?
This is such a disgusting podcast.
Kind of like sharp
you know
pain.
What, though? A lot of people are feeling good about it.
This is a disgusting podcast that we're doing because we were just talking about coming, and now we're talking about Rye's balls.
Well, sorry, you know, guys. It's been a saga.
Do you want to talk about high art?
It's almost at the end.
Do you want to talk about philosophical ideas?
We are.
I know some.
Balls.
Balls. They hurt sometimes.
And what does that mean? You know what I mean? But what's up with the stress, man? What are we going to do about that? That's obviously a problem, and you're dodging it.
I've
asked you three times.
I'm TCB. I'm taking care of business. I'm almost caught up with my own life. I'm taking care of taxes.
Old taxes?
I'm in the process of getting health insurance. Old taxes, yeah. I got a new apartment, saving money. Continuing to be sober. I'm getting on top of shit.
Nice.
So that'll reduce my stress. But
do you feel stress?
I think moving. No, not really. Like,
yeah,
I feel pretty calm. Actually.
What does stress feel like? Because everyone talks about that, and I'm
fucking sociopath over here.
No, like legit. Like I'm like I because what I
does feeling no, feel?
What I feel is what I would imagine is constant stress.
Right.
But to me that's normal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what non-stress.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm like, well, what is it? I want to know what it feels like for you, Nolan. I want to know what it feels like for Rye because it might feel totally different.
Well, Rye,
when I'm stressed, let's see. I don't know. Just like. I should be doing something, or like, oh God, I have this to do.
You what know, is non-stress?
Dread like is involved. That. Just like you know, just chillaxing.
It's a physical feeling, though. Don't you feel like in your chest and like in your
tightness in the chest? Maybe your heart rate goes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Just
okay.
Continuous
now,
worrying.
What does happiness feel like?
Feels like when you're in the present moment. For me, it's meditation.
Do you meditate?
But not actual meditation. I have started.
I could never imagine you meditating. I just
fuck
imagine
you, dude.
I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine it.
You just easy. Just picture him sitting down.
Yeah, but I can
easy to imagine.
I can see him going.
Yeah, you can imagine it. Dude.
No, I can't because I'm just picturing you going. Fuck. I have to do something. I couldn't imagine it.
I do guided meditations, and those are very effective because I think the idea like you're just gonna sit there and control your own meditation seems pretty brutal.
I do that. I use the Calm app.
Yeah. And they walk you through it. That helps. Yeah. They say, focus on your breathing. And you're like, oh, yeah.
My mom was into meditation for a while, so I did it as a kid for a hot minute. Mm. And I've been going to the gym for a week now, which you can probably tell.
Damn, dude.
And I go to the sauna for 10 minutes after.
That's sick.
I close my eyes and listen to meditation music there.
Meditation seems like a whole thing. Is there meditation? Is there meditation medication? So where
are you
I
just
could,
trying to say those two
yes.
things?
That's the only
Did
reason.
You just
I
want to say that.
Yeah,
sentence.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
like a pill.
Like
you
a
just
pill
take
that goes
heroin.
Opiates are good at that.
Nice.
Anyway, so I've been on the cream, the new $600 cream for a few days now. Already feeling better.
Alliteration, obliteration.
Looking to fuck. So if anyone out there wants to fuck, I will ejaculate so quickly. So hit me up. Hit my DMs if you're.
If you're looking for some freshly gotten rid of jock itch cock. Yeah,
clean cock.
Clean, yucky.
Ready to ejaculate.
Do you ever get
absolutely
guys,
disgusting.
Do you guys ever get sexual DMs? Do you guys ever get hit up on?
Yeah,
so you could.
Yeah, I could.
Could you capitalize?
Yeah, sure.
Like today, you're probably, or when this comes out in January. Are you gonna?
I'm sure a bunch of girls will be like, oh my God, that really sexy episode. So that's my ball story.
Yum.
Brandon, you have a story, right?
I had something happen recently that was stress related as well, and it was medical stress. Anyway, so I woke up one morning after I had been drinking for 2 days, not straight, but each night I was drinking. I had margaritas one night, got drunk, and then the next night I had a lot of White Claws, which I don't usually drink, but I had like 6 or 7 of them. Didn't think that was much because I didn't get drunk.
Those are trending.
Yes, they're trending. So I had that, and I was just drinking them just because I was like, fuck it, whatever. And I wake up the next morning, and I notice it's trouble breathing. So I'm like, okay. It's probably anxiety. That's what I thought. Go to the gym, come back, try to write. Can't because, like, it's hard now. And I put my hand on my chest, and I feel this. I go, I feel, and I go, oh, okay, so that is my muscle.
I don't
that's
get it.
My, that's
you feel that.
I feel that on my. Well, I feel it on my chest muscle,
okay.
Like where my heart is. But I feel, and I go, okay, that has to be my muscle twitching from caffeine, stress, whatever it is. And the heavy breathing is coming from anxiety, but I'm still like cautious about it. So I go to the urgent care, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to urgent care. They're gonna. It's going to be a hypochondria thing that always happens where I just go there. I need them to tell me I'm fine, and then I go home. And then so I go there. The doctor hooks me up to an EKG. And
that
is to monitor your heart rate and heart rhythm. And it's just like I think it's the most like concrete way of checking out your heart, everything. Well, he hooks me up to an EKG. And I'm still thinking like, it's fine. This is silly. And then he goes, he looks at the results and he goes, okay, get him in a wheelchair. We need to get him to ER right now. And I said, what? And he said, we need to get you in the ER. And I was like, why? He's like, your heart is beating so fast, it might seize.
Whoa.
And it's out of rhythm. And I said, what does that mean? He said, it's an emergency. Get in the wheelchair. I'm going to drag you to ER. I'm going to push you to ER. And so he's pushing me to ER and he's explaining all this stuff to me. And I'm just like, he's making it sound dire, like something bad is going to happen. And so by the way, ER is filled with people in the waiting room. I get in there and they immediately take me in.
Jesus.
And I'm just like, what? And they wheel me in. They put me in a bed. Doctors are rushing in to the fucking
room. And now your heart's
room.
Like really
yes.
bummed out.
Now I'm like, I'm dying. Bum like digger. I'm legitimately going to die here.
How old are you again?
25.
Just that's when it happens.
That's the ripe age to die. So the doctors keep rushing in. They fucking just stick me with needles, like trying to get his blood. We need to get his blood to get tested and pump him full of, after they got all my blood out of me, they gave me this medicine to slow my heart rate down. And I can see...
Meditation.
Yes, they had that at the hospital. It's a new thing they have. And I looked at the monitor, and it said 140 beats a minute. And that is... Yeah. Your heart rate's supposed to be between 60 and 100.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna die. I didn't think about it. I didn't consider it. I was like, I'm going to die. And so they got my heart rate down to like 100. And then the doctor was like, okay, so what you have is something called atrial fibrillation, or AFib.
Yeah.
And AFib is when your heart, do you guys know what it is?
Yeah.
It's when your heart goes out of rhythm. And when that happens, the top part of your heart is going like this. And the bottom part is going dun 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 dun, and it's supposed to be in sync, like dun dun to the top, and
it's
then
called an arrhythmia.
Yeah, arrhythmia. But what they were telling me was that my thing is like your heart has an extra electric pathway, so that means if it goes into the third, that means it's going to go off rhythm, and when it goes off rhythm, you could have a heart attack or a stroke if it's off rhythm for too long. Mm-hmm. And this is just being thrown at me. And they're like, and I was like, what does this mean? And they're like, this means that you need to take it easy for basically the rest of your life. Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you shouldn't have alcohol, shouldn't have caffeine, shouldn't smoke cigarettes, shouldn't smoke cigars. You should be careful of rigorous exercise. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that's my life, is all those things that you just said. All those things you just said, that's my whole life. And they were like, do you want to have this happen again? If you have this happen again, blood will pool in your heart, and it can form a clot, and it'll go straight to your brain, and you have a stroke, and you're paralyzed. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And then they go, here's, take some medication to go home. I took the medication. I get home. And my heart is still pounding because now I have all this information in my head. Like, what does this mean for the rest of my fucking life? And so my heart is racing. And so I should go back to the ER. And
oh, word.
I was like, I should go back to the ER. And because I talked to a nurse on the phone, and she was like, go back to the ER. Every person involved in this makes it seem like I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Which was like the worst thing for me, especially because I have such bad anxiety about my health.
Yeah.
And so so they throw me once again into a bed, and the doctor's like, I don't know what those fucking people told you. What did they tell you? And I was like, they told me that my life's over, basically, and I'm like an 80-year-old man that has to watch everything that I do. He's like, no, you don't. You're 25. You have this thing. Does your mom have it? And I asked her. She does, and she got it when she was my age. And I was like, "Yeah, fucking bitch." And then, like legit, I was like, "Yes, she has. She has this." And he was like, "Okay, what's gonna happen is your heart's gonna go back to normal rhythm. You're gonna see a cardiologist. You're fine. Just don't drink 5 cups of coffee a day. Don't do rigorous exercise where you're running all day. Don't drink too much, and try to avoid." Nicotine, but you're fine. And I was like, thank you. Yeah. Like, he was explaining it so calmly, and I was like, thank you. And then I just left. But I've been living in this weird state for the past 3 days. It was only 3 days ago this happened. And I was like, now I'm like, fuck. I walked up some steps today to go to my friend's house. Big steps too. And like long steps. And I was just thinking, what if I just go into arrhythmia right now? Then I have to go back to the fucking ER. I can't just wait it out. They said, go back to the ER. And that could just be them being like, come back here because we can make money off of you. But I don't know. So I'm like, now I'm... Sorry, this isn't a particularly funny story.
No. Well,
Well, how much of that story is true, though?
All of it.
I don't believe you. Back to my balls. Just kidding. That's crazy. Good to hear that the first diagnosis or the second one is not as serious.
Well, yeah. So I did that when I was 25, mm-hmm. about to get married. I had a bunch of heart shit.
Okay.
And every once in a while, when I'm hyper stressed and just fucking super full of anxiety, overwhelmed for long periods of time, my heart gets funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
it goes out of rhythm.
It's predictable.
Too bad that didn't happen with your comedy.
All right, dude. I crushed last night at my live show. You can see it on the internet. And honestly, this is causing me a tremendous amount of stress right now.
Oh, shit, his heart's out. I'm
feeling significant arrhythmia coming on right now.
My balls are starting to hurt.
Are they?
No.
Well, what's more important, my heart or your balls?
Your balls are pretty important.
No, but I think you definitely are fine. I think also, I don't think doctors know a lot. This is going to sound like a very arrogant. I'm no doctor, but they don't know what the fuck. They don't know how to treat shit. Mm-hmm. Truly, a lot of times, they treat the effect, not the cause. I spent a lot of time learning how to do different types of things. Meditation's a big one, or some sort of meditative practice to get your brain, stopping that process of having your brain spin out of control as soon as you wake up. And then, because as soon as you, in the first hour, if you start hitting those sort of like, what I got to do, this is all these little spin-offs of stress and anxiety, it lasts all day. You're never going to get it back. And then that can be a week, then months, years, and then the cumulative effect, I find, it's like, for me, the heart thing is coming. When I'm spending a little bit more time setting my day up the right way with my head, doing something meditative oriented, stress doesn't dig it. I see a thought that would spin me into anxiety and I don't follow that path. And then so it never gets the momentum going. And when I don't do that, I don't get the heart shit. It's very predictable.
This episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. If you started your own business, you are your own boss. But along with being the CEO, you're also the accountant, marketing manager, creative director, executive assistant, and many more titles. If you don't do it, it doesn't get done. And if you need help doing it all, you need HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an online business management tool that organizes your client communications, bookings, contracts, and invoices all in one place. It's perfect for freelancers, entrepreneurs, or small business owners that want to consolidate services they already use, like QuickBooks, Google Suite, Excel, and MailChimp. With HoneyBook, you can automate your busy work. They have easy-to-use templates for emails, proposals, brochures, and invoices. They also have e-signatures and built-in automation to save you time and get you paid faster. Simplify your to-do list and stay in control with HoneyBook. And right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off when you visit honeybook.com/dad. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you pay monthly or annually. Go to honeybook.com/dad for 50% off your first year. That's honeybook.com/dad.
Yeah,
how long have you had it? Or well, you don't have this, do you?
I don't know if I have it. I have some sort of arrhythmia, and that's really all it is. I've had it beat completely out of control like that, completely
with no trigger or anything?
No real trigger, no exercise, no nothing. Other than I know I was in a bad place for a long time, months. I was in a stressed, depressed-ish, high anxiety state for at least months. And then one day, that's what panic attacks are. They're these cumulative, unpredictable effects.
Yeah.
You think you didn't do anything, but you did. You spent months triggering your nervous system to feel heightened tension, and then eventually it just snaps.
Explodes.
Yeah, and it's like, I wasn't doing anything. Yeah, it's like you were doing a lot. So.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've been drinking for the past, couple months, but I don't see it
I think you said the mind. That's probably the more long-term problem.
Probably. I mean, the doctors, they said, okay, this has probably happened because you drink.
That's because they don't know.
Two nights in a row, and I was like, and you're drained of electrolytes because your heart needs that in order to beat properly. And I'm like, but this isn't, and they're like, maybe it's caffeine. I'm like, I've been drinking caffeine, a lot of it, for 7 years, every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, and everybody drinks caffeine.
So what I'd say, when I was 25, I went to the ER 3 times in a month. Same shit. And I was at the highest stress I'd ever been. I was about to get married. I hated my job.
Was it a high heart rate?
Hated your fiance. Yeah,
hated her, dude. Stuck it out.
Yeah.
Brutal heart, heart's just going crazy. Mm. And yeah, I mean, now I just know. Like last year, I've been in. I adopted certain. I get up, I do breathing exercises, I do a gratitation. Actually, that's a good word. Gratitude meditation.
Gratitation, meditation, medication.
Yeah, for sure, dude. That's exactly what it is. You're so busy.
This was all just building up to say that.
And then I do a visualization of things that I want to have happen. And you just, what happens is you feel good. You literally force yourself to think about things that would make you feel good. You ask, what am I grateful for? And you think about that long enough, you start to feel a little grateful. And that's a feeling. Mm-hmm. And then once you anchor that in the morning,
yeah,
it's different than when you look at your phone and you instantly feel stress. that will literally kick you on the wrong edge the whole day. So I do that all the time now, and the heart shit isn't active anymore.
I like it.
Do you still drink? And do you still drink? You drink,
yes,
drink coffee?
I drink, and I have way more fun doing it because I'm less worried about my health. I'm less worried about... I'm less thinking about the negative impact of booze.
And but do you drink, though? Like, do you drink?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the drink. I blacked out. When were we talking about it? I blacked
out. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
you
blacked out.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a problem.
Yeah. dude, I black out.
Don't worry. I have a problem, dude.
Nice, dude.
No, I yeah.
But it's fine.
And I was hypochondria-ish, you know. A lot of the same. I can relate to a lot of it. And it was, yeah. It was more than mind. It really was. I changed what. Look. Now I'm talking a lot.
Yeah, it's good. I'm tired, so.
The cortisol, it's what we do know is that stress produces a chemical called cortisol. That running through your veins all the time is horrible for your health. It's just as bad as drinking alcohol. Not maybe just as bad, but it's significantly like putting something in your body all the time that's bad for you, like a slow drip of booze or something. Mm. So stress is producing a chemical that's fucking up your body, and a lot of people are slow dripping that constantly.
Hell
so,
yeah.
You know, so... adopting some sort of lifestyle where you're not feeling that sensation. Dude, and I will say, like, I know what you mean too about you don't even know what it's like to not feel it because it's so normal.
Mm.
Man, that's yeah.
It's almost like now it's people, the new philosophy is like, you should work all the time, like Gary Vee, yeah, you should work every day, constantly grind. It's like if you do that, your fucking body is going to react to that because you're not meant.
Yeah.
People were supposed to go out looking for meat for 3 hours a day and then sleep. That's what we were meant to do when we were made by whatever. And like in that way, I mean, granted, those 3 hours were stressed as fuck because you could get eaten by a lion.
Right.
But like.
But at least you cooled down after.
Yeah, you cooled down. You had another 12 hours of just laying around eating. And
this is being said a lot in the self-helpy world. This is not an original thought at all. But that fact is huge, man. As much as it's being said, it's not being adopted into people's lifestyles. It's like, you're whatever, hunting a tiger 24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's brutal, and it's happening. And it's a serious problem for people.
I just had on comedian Partis Parker on my improv show, and he's got a whole chunk about the grind culture, grinding. And the theme of it is just like no one's going to be on their deathbed and think, oh, man, I wish I grinded more.
Yeah.
It's like I wish I worked more.
Yeah. Yeah, like what is it? What are you getting out of grinding so much? Okay, you get a house, you get a pool, you get a this, you get a that. You can't enjoy any of it because you're grinding all the time.
Yeah.
So what's the point of it?
Well, and the hard thing about a guy like Gary Vee is he does enjoy it. This is the problem: is when you get somebody like preaching something that doesn't apply to you, and then you get obsessed with the material gains that will come from that lifestyle, and that's what you get fixed on. But you don't actually want to live that life at all. And then you go and make money, and then you get some material shit. You realize you don't like it, and then you have like an awakening, and then you tell everybody that grinding is stupid. But it's like it's not. It's stupid if you shouldn't live that life. Like Gary Vee loves that. He's he's very open about it. He's like, I literally could not be more excited about that. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's like being a daredevil or like an extreme sports, like an adrenaline junkie. Like if you put most people in that situation, they're freaking out. But somebody like that can't not do it. So it's all about knowing what, and that's why getting in tune with what you're feeling in your belly, like your nervous system, and understanding what stress actually feels like is important. Because then you can start gauging how you're living your life versus like what you actually like doing.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a very broad question, but what causes you stress, Ray?
Me?
In your brain, now that we've been doing what we've been doing for 7 years, basically.
Money.
Okay.
Causing me stress.
Money.
Videos, you know, if I'm not making enough videos or run out of ideas, that causes me stress. It's mostly money.
Okay.
Just career, just starting to think like, am I going to fail? Which is a totally unnecessary, unhelpful thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, money is a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
So honestly, mostly money. And then sometimes my own thoughts, just like social anxiety. It's like, is that person like me? Am I being insulting? Should I be socializing more? Is it bad that I want to stay home?
Well, now I'm like, when I go to parties and stuff, I'm going to be like, look, if I'm afraid of any of you and like what you think of me, I might die. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't have social anxiety. So I'm like, fuck you all. I don't care what you think now because your opinion of me now might, like, if I dwell on it and think about it and what are you thinking, which I don't really do anymore anyways, but even if I have a slight that and my heart rate goes up, I'm like, I might die, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Anymore. I have to not care about what people think because now it can affect me. And so it's like, but with me too, what my stress comes from is always ideas. Like, do I have an idea that I can film today, or do I have something I can write today? And if I have, dude, if I don't do anything like creative all day, I'm horribly depressed. Like, just don't want to do anything, just laying down, watching TV. And that's not a good state to be in because then you get comfortable there.
Yeah. I mean, when I was hungover, I'd be like, all right, well, that's the day. And I would just watch Netflix all day and I was okay with it. But now I'm never hungover.
So now you're just
more
like,
active. Yeah. But this past Sunday, I did a lot of chillaxing, lie down on a hammock, pet my cat.
Damn.
Hammock. Played some video games.
What game?
I started Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh,
again.
That's a good... Nolan, you play that?
No.
It's a really good game. I just finished it too, actually.
Again?
Yeah. Second time.
Nice.
That was a nice little laugh you just did.
I've also been watching the show Succession. You ever seen it? On HBO?
Never
it's
seen it.
Fucking good.
Been watching Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah?
Never seen it, but it. I remember I watched the first season, and I was like, this isn't Breaking Bad. Yeah. So I turned it off, and now it's like, it's got the same quality as Breaking Bad, just in a different show. So,
by the way, people listening, Movie Club, it's going to come back soon. Or wait, no. Our next few episodes don't have Movie Club.
Oh, yeah.
Neither does this one, because I haven't watched the movie.
I haven't watched yours either. I haven't.
Should we do a Movie Club for El Camino in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
El Camino,
El Camino is a breaking... I like how we were just talking about stress, and now we completely sidetracked into this. El Camino is a movie that is an epilogue to the series Breaking Bad. And it's written and directed by Vince Gilligan, created Breaking Bad. You did, okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly what it is. It's something that... It's a story that is not... necessary. Granted, no story is necessary, but it's a story that's not it's not crucial to the plot of this overarching story that Breaking Bad created, but you're happy that it's there. Like, I was like of course I want this because I love this show, but like, on its own, I don't know if it works as a movie on its own.
Yeah, it was just like another episode, but longer.
Yeah, and what a high quality, like, with film cameras.
And I wish it kept going. I wasn't satisfied with the ending. I wanted to see what was going to happen next.
But that's the problem with something like this, is because Breaking Bad's such a giant narrative, you're like, oh, well, I want to see what happens next, and next, and next, and next. And so it's hard, and that's why Breaking Bad's ending, which, spoilers if you haven't seen it, well, I mean, I'm not even going to spoil it, but it's just perfect. Like, it gives you exactly what you want. Like, okay, now spoilers. When Jesse breaks out of the Nazi... when he was being held prisoner, that shot of him like yelling and like he's crying and he's so happy that he's out.
Right. He's angry and horrified.
He's angry and he's horrified, but there's so many different emotions, but it's like a hopeful, like, I'm getting out and I'm so happy I'm getting out. And it cuts right there. And that's it. That's all you know about what happened with Jesse.
Wow, yeah.
And that's such a perfect way, because you have no clue. You can fill in the blanks in your head. And then, I think that is the problem with shows like this, is that you just like, oh, well, I want more of this story, but it ended so perfectly. So like, this epilogue, it's not going to satisfy anybody, I don't think.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Nolan. I've seen you wanted to talk.
No, I didn't have any.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk.
I thought I was.
No, I never want to talk. I mean, you guys make me so.
I thought it was interesting that Aaron Paul looks a little bit heavier
and older,
and Todd,
the blonde guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, he turned into. Jeez, I mean, like, in between that time. Fucking
in one day.
In one day, he gained and lost
a few hours.
20 pounds.
gained and lost? What do you mean?
Well, no, I mean, because going back and forth. The flashback, that's just like a day of him, and then he like gained 20 pounds.
Right? Did they not give the actors a lot of time to prepare?
I would imagine not. I mean,
Aaron Paul just could have lost like 5 pounds.
I guess, yeah. Well, Aaron Paul didn't distract me at all, because I didn't notice Aaron Paul like gaining weight or anything.
A little bit heavier.
But Todd, like, it was distracting, dude.
His stomach.
Yeah.
The character is a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. That's a great creepy.
Like it, that scene when they're just in his apartment and like they have to get rid of the dead body and he's just like,
oh
he's,
yeah.
He's talking about how what a nice lady she was.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I just had to do it. I didn't want to. She was a nice lady.
He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Anyways,
it's so
you want,
weird.
Anyways, you want some soup? He just has cans of soup.
That show always made me. That show made me just. They did an amazing job because I grew up in a deserty white trash vibe like that.
Mm.
And they, I remember the first time I saw it, I was always slightly uncomfortable of how real they were with that. Just that vibe. Mm. It was like perfect. Like even the fucking soup. I'm like, that's exactly what a guy like that would eat.
The
like,
show,
a guy that the creepiness of just being okay with being like, I got shitty soup. Do you want soup?
Yeah,
I can't watch
offering soup. Offering
in a
soup.
Weird pan in a crappy apartment that he's proud of.
Yeah.
What's that animated Nick Kroll show?
Big Mouth.
I can't watch that show.
Why?
Because it just reminds me of myself at that age so much.
Word. Oh, yeah.
It just makes me so uncomfortable.
That's always a good thing. That means they're doing a good job.
I was like, oh God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, but I turned it off.
Yeah.
But El Camino, I gave it out of 10 dunes.
Oh, also, one last thing.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10 dunes.
Sure.
Yes?
Oh, I was just going to say, that. What did you think of that scene with Walt when they show him in the diner? Is that towards the end of the movie?
I think
you don't remember it.
I do, but
it's just basically like it's just like another flashback to when I think it was right after they did their first cook,
yeah,
which is like season one of the show or something, and it's like them just at a diner, and it's so nice because if you watch the show, you know how rapidly that relationship deteriorated. Like it's just towards the end of the show, they hate each other, but they still kind of love each other. But they hate each other, and then just to see that them go back to like Walt being like a dad to him,
mm-hmm.
and like saying you should go to college. What are you good at? Like you should go to this or whatever.
Business school.
And he's so he's
white.
So comforting, yeah. And like Jesse's still like that. He's still like Miss the White Bitch.
Yeah.
But towards the end of the show, he's just so far gone from that. And I don't know. I just like that. It's like shows that like one little last moment of like.
There was a time when it was not bad. It had a good intention.
How many dogs do you give it?
I give it. Well, I'm a Breaking Bad fan, like a hardcore one.
Me too. More than you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I have to give it a 6.5. Because I'd give it a. I give it an 8.3.
All right.
Dogs. 8.3 dogs.
Check it out on Netflix, everybody.
Noel, what would you give it out of? How many
doves?
Doves or.
Yeah, let's give it a. I give the movie 7 doves.
Mm.
Out of 10?
7 out of 10 doves. I mean, I liked it. Liked it a lot.
Me too.
Hey, Cloud Atlas. Do you guys ever see that?
No.
That's the Wachowski something.
I'd love to hear what you guys think about that movie.
Wachowski Brothers? The guys that made The Matrix.
I guess. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah. But it was just like, it's weird to me that what I think is an amazing movie, I just never even heard of. Like, I feel like movies are so not popular now that something like that.
Yeah.
Just exists, and I'm like, how did I not ever see that?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, right? that was a pretty big deal when it came out.
It was, I'm just not paying attention.
It was big a book, deal. Right?
Okay, well.
Was it a book?
I don't know.
All I know is that movie's like, isn't that about like 18 different storylines or something?
Yeah, it's like 5 movies in one.
Yeah.
And you get, I love it. I don't know.
You ever see Magnolia?
I'll check it out.
Yeah, well, another time.
I've seen Magnolia. We gotta go.
I know we gotta go. Anyways, Magnolia is good too. Watch that.
Are we cutting?
And then doing ads? Steve Marshall, like Ross Miller, I think you're still paying. Paying $25 a month on Patreon.
Maybe they're dead.
Well, I'm so tired right now. Nicholas Caprio, you're donating $100 a month. Thank you very much.
So do you want to end this with thanks, Dad? Instead of I'm sorry, Dad?
Nah.
Dude, that shows growth.
Yeah. This is a big pot.
Wow. On our last episode, we should say thank you, Dad.
That's beautiful.
People are like, wow, perfect ending.
It's like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Pop.